Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And today we share about flow. What does flow mean? And do you feel flow and ease in your life yet sometimes? So let's be in the flow. Welcome, Janet.
Hi, Caroline. Yes, this is an interesting one topic to talk about, isn't it? Because I know for me is I often struggle to get into that flow state. And what it means is, yes, just moving through life with ease and sort of allowing things to happen and not set expectations. Expectations, because that's the thing I struggle with is I set expectations of how I expect outcomes to happen, and it doesn't often happen that way. And then I struggle with the disappointment and frustration of things. So it's about being open to go with the direction and think of that sort of that lovely winding sort of that river. Instead of like me, I often feel in the past I was like paddling upstream the wrong way, and it was so much hard work, really, really making so much hard work for myself rather than actually sort of just going with the flow of the river and maybe sort of using sort of intentions just kind of steer and allowing the boat to go round the obstacles. And yeah, it sort of feels like that in my head now. That's to me what flow means to me. What about you, Caroline?
Yeah, I love your beautiful picture of that. Just letting the boat flow along the river and being open. I think it's that openness to anything and everything, open to receive and open. It's more like an adventurous kind of flow where will my boat lead? Where will we land? What will await there? But it's also about trusting in life and trusting the universe, Mother Earth, that we arrive at the perfect destination at the perfect time. Whereas otherwise we try to force it prematurely or have a destination in mind that's not even meant for us, And I think that's the problem. And Marianne Williamson has a quote, and she says, "If you miss the train, then it's not meant to be your train, and there's always another train coming." So sometimes we stress about things that were not meant to be in the first place. And going with the flow is just about that ease, that trust, that quality of life. It's sort of like, for me, it's sort of like having a meditation, and creating that space. And like you said, with beautiful, loving intentions for the highest good of all, we can set intentions and but open ones, not narrow. And it's very open, it's very flowy, it's very relaxing in a way. And for me, sometimes it's flow or structure. It needs a bit of both. Whereas I always sort of structure was, I was too much in a structured world for the longest time. And so I sort of like complete flow, but structure gives us a bit of safety, feel of safety of structure. I mean, it's just getting up in the morning, getting to bed, and having a little bit of structure of the life. But flow is just ease and being, because we are so often, we are human beings, not human doings. And so often we just do, 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 do. and that's not the flow. You can be in flow. I woke up one morning and then I was like, oh, I have to create a special angel page. And I just did it because that was just intuitively flow and it was there. But yeah, it's that I think flow comes with trust, trust in life, trust in the universe, and that openness. What is your take, Janet?
Yes, I agree with you. And certainly when I think of myself sort of in any creative person, that sort of creative flow, as you sort of say, you almost feel it's like channeled through you, is that it's coming from some other source and you're just merely trying to grab hold of it before it sort of disappears off into the ether. And I know a lot of people who are, you know, artists, poets, writers, musicians, it's all that same thing, is that sort of moment, as you sort of say, where you get a hit of a creative energy coming through and you really have to sort of just go with it. Because if you go, no, I'll do that later, it is gone. It's whoosh. So it's like catching, I think somebody described it as like catching the coattails of, you know, the rabbit as it bounces past. And that's almost that creative flow energy. But I feel that the other life flow energy isn't quite like that. It's there all the time for us. It's up to us to sort of like get into that space. And I don't know about you, Caroline, but for me to get into that sort of flow state is that for me, it's about raising my vibrational energy. And to do that, I find that I need to bring joy. It's those little moments of joy in the day to feed that vibrational energy in my energetic system. And like this morning, out for early morning dog walk, there were birds singing, and they weren't the squawking seagulls. I don't know if you can hear them here. They were like little birds, and the songs and the different sounds of them coming together, the dawn chorus. And I just stood there and I just listened and I thought, you know, it really is magical. And it's the little things that filled my heart with joy. Seeing some of the blossom coming out as well at the moment just also fills my heart with joy. And it's those little things that make the difference for me. But if I wasn't getting out the door and I wasn't going out for that walk, I would miss that. So sometimes we have to, you know, as you said, take inspired action to find those things. So, you know, getting out in nature, I know for you too, Caroline, it's a massive way of boosting our joy energy. So have you anything else that you can share with our audience about that?
Absolutely. Creating space. You know, we all have 10,000 things to do each day. But if we go from task to task to task to task, then we feel more like in that hamster wheel, you know, like that continuous spinning. And first of all, it's not always joyful. Second of all, that's not what flow is. So creating that space, you know, sometimes it's just when I have my morning coffee, I just sit down and just sit with my coffee and just take that in breath, you know, and just, you know, completely sort of let go, arrive within me, and just take that time. And yeah, it needs that space and time, like a morning walk, nature, you know, sitting in the garden, being barefoot on the grass, leaning against a tree, taking time to talk to your angels or listen to your guidance. And yeah, definitely also about gratitude. We had an episode about that, and Saying thank you for the smallest things, you know, thank you, sun, for shining today. Thank you, my dog, that it feels better. Thank the doctor for their help. And thank you, Janet, for being here with me. It's just, and that opens the heart. And I think when the heart is open, first of all, we are connected to our soul, right? And
Yes.
then we are more in the flow. But if everything is blocked, there is no flow, you know? So creating that space, having little routines of clearing your energy system. We talked about chakras and I think energy systems in some of the earliest episodes, and just cleansing that and allowing that flow, you know, and sometimes even taking stock of what is coming up. You know, that's part of the healing being process, sort of what is coming up today for me to look at or to release, and just taking that and taking time. I think self-care, self-love is so important. And we talked about not feeling good enough, you know, is a big issue for many, many people. But without self-care and a love for self and connecting within, we can never feel worthy because we are always looking for the outside approval. And going within, taking the time to go within and get to know yourself better. I think that's also key of flow, because yeah, it's the trust in the universe, but also the trust in ourselves we need to establish to allow that flow. And one thing is, when we constantly do things, it might be also a sign that we don't feel good enough, because while we do things, first of all, we keep ourselves busy. We don't have to dig deeper into the feelings coming up. But also, we feel good about other things like a clean house or, you know, helping others, and again, it's that outside approval which is missing that connection within.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It is about sort of, you know, so much of our society and media is geared around us having to look a certain way, behave a certain way, be a certain way. And, you know, most of us actually don't fit those stereotype images. If we allow ourselves to be who we are and allow our spark to be reignited and lean into our own selves, our authentic core essence of who we are, and unlock that those secrets. Because I think, like you sort of said, is once you understand yourself better and connected to yourself better, which also means your heart and your soul, things start to shift and you see the world in a different way. And how you fit in, well, you find that you're basically shaping the world to fit around you. You're creating that world that's the right world for you to, that it fits around, like a blanket fits around you, rather than you having to try and fit into that, you know, square, you know, a square peg into a round hole that just doesn't work. So getting to that point, it's much easier then when you're in that space, is that then the flow comes more naturally, because you're not blocked, you're not resistant to it. You're actually, as I say, in that river, you're going with with it, as opposed to trying to paddle against it. So
Exactly.
yeah.
Definitely. And something came up, but of course it passed my brain at the moment. But I trust the flow, and that's all good. And yeah, the outside world is just a reflection of our inside world. So that's why We can all work on our inside, and then that's how the outside changes. You know, if we're afraid of life, then everything we see is disaster around us. But if we're at peace and content with life, then we see a good world, trustworthy world around us. And like Wayne Dyer said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's so important. It's sometimes we just see it from, we see it from our perspective. But actually, if we sort of take two, three steps to the side, we can see it from a different perspective, and then it's completely different. And sometimes we are so set into this is right, this is wrong. But with the flow, it's just, it's okay, you know. And I think that's also part about acceptance, you know, accepting the things, accepting the flow, and accepting that, oh, maybe our boat isn't landing on that side we wish to, but maybe even something better ahead. For the longest time, I always trusted that. I said, oh, if it didn't happen, it wasn't meant to be. Mm-hmm. Have you had that too, Janet?
Yes, absolutely. It took a while, though, to accept that, because I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, you've got this doorway that you want to go through, and you really have set yourself, you know, I'm going through here, this is it, and it doesn't open and it's blocked, and you get really frustrated and angry. And then another door opens and you go, oh, okay. But, you know, you then have to kind of allow yourself to say, okay, I'll go through that one. And when you do, then it takes you on a different path in your journey, and you find out, oh, actually, this is better. This has worked out better for me. You know, with hindsight, looking back, that was the better option. Even though you were getting frustrated with the universe, why aren't you letting me do this? But it wasn't, as you sort of say, it wasn't meant to be. And allowing then to go with the what comes up. And again, as you sort of say, actually, when you know yourself better and you can follow your heart, your soul purpose, you have a better idea of where it is that you are going. But even then, the universe can still go, okay, no, you think you're going to do that, but no, actually, we want you to do this. And it is, it's a joy. It's kind of like, oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, that sounds great. Let's go for it.
Exactly, the path of least resistance, you know, but it's just sometimes we push for that door. But flow is important, and allowing that flow and going with the flow, it takes a little bit of practice, because we sort of step into our own way. We block our own flow. But sometimes we have those good days where, you know, everything works out and we just feel like we're breezing through, and that's flow. And I then had, oh, but it worked good, so I have to do the same to go there. But actually, flow comes with flow and ebb. You know, it's that it's okay. It's not like you're doing something wrong if one day you just don't feel like it. Riding the wave, you know, it's like on the wave, and then it retreats, and then you sort of catch the next wave. But it's also, that is part of flow as well, because we need that sometimes rest more, being more, and then getting out there.
Absolutely. That's a very good point actually to bring up, is about the ebb and flow of life, because as you sort of say, it's not something that you get into and that's it. It is something that, you know, like even I get, when we go back to the analogy of a river can meander, go very slow. Then it can sort of get really fast. There can be sort of like where it goes off in different directions. And yeah, you've also got as well, sometimes if you're thinking of more the sea, then you've got that current in and out, that ebb and flow. So yes, I think it is important to realize that it's not just something you drop into and it's you're there. It is something that will shift. And we have to, again, go with that, that as part of the flow experience. So yeah, that's an important one to bring up. Thanks, Caroline.
Yeah, and we have an exciting workshop coming up next week, Monday, April 8th at 8 p.m. Central European time and 7 p.m. UK, which translates to 2 p.m. New York time. And we will be talking about acceptance, about self-love, and of course, soul purpose. And with all of that, when we accept what is, if we love ourselves and we can connect to our soul purpose, we can feel more in the flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. Life-changing.
Definitely. So join us if you haven't signed up yet. If you can't make it live, there's a recording, there's a gorgeous workbook. Two meditations are coming your way. So absolutely fabulous, gorgeous, gorgeous help and inspiration for you on the way. And if you come live to the workshop, Janet and I, we each pick a card for you from our favorite Oracle card deck. So you get some guidance as well. And that won't be recorded. That will be at the end because that's more private. So sending you so much love and speak to you again next week.
Love and light blessings, everyone.